Holy cow, the years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? But it's not too late to change your life this year. If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an information technology professional in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is what we do. Many of our graduates could do little more than turn their computers on and off before they started. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire our students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, it's mycomputercareer.edu. The First Take Your Take podcast is presented by Capital One. This is Banking Reimagined.
The energy in this city is electric. Chicago is ready for all of the action, and the entire basketball community is converging on the city that Michael built. It's First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You guys can hang out with us. I want to know who's the best point guard in NBA history. We're asking you that because of all the action that's going on in Chicago right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who's the best point guard in NBA history? That's how you get in on the action. I could just tell you, after a day in this city, from Golic and Wingo to First Take to where we are now on First Take Your Take, this city is absolutely on fire for everything that is happening today and throughout the weekend for All-Star Weekend. It is going to be spectacular. They are ready to get after it. So, in the meantime, I want to get to some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk, and I'll have you guys do that. I'm asking you to chime in. So, we've heard some First Take. I want your take. Tommy, in New Jersey, I like this one. This is a little outside the box. Who's the best point guard in the NBA today?
Steph Curry.
Even though he's not playing, you're still good.
Yes, he is.
I mean, well, thanks for the call, Tom. I mean, I get it. We've had some tweets on Steph Curry, and I don't disagree with it. Like, if Steph were in today, would anybody be better? I don't think so, but how do we quantify that when he's not in? So, you know, there's no loophole that says he has to actually be active and doing everything. I mean, I don't know. Steph, where we are with Golden State at this point, let's remember Golden State will look completely different in a year when we get Steph and Clay back, and everybody will be happy at that point. First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio. Keep them coming. We're getting some really interesting takes on the best point guard in the NBA today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save pay an average of $796 less per year. Now, tonight is a celebrity NBA game, and this is always a blast. This morning on Golic and Wingo, we have Mike Wilbon and we had Stephen A. Smith, the two coaches, come on, and they talked to us about the event as a whole. One of the gentlemen that's involved in the event is one of the most accomplished, let's say, entertainers in the industry right now, because he's everything. He's a musician, he's an athlete, he's an entertainer, he's an actor, he's everything, and he's going to be everything tonight. Common joined Max and Stephen A. and talked to them a little bit about his thoughts on tonight.
I'm playing against this guy's team. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. I heard him talking about, yeah, Common acting, he better act like he can hoop. See, that's all talking. You know, Stephen A. I respect him a lot, but he talking right now, and I'm in Chicago right now. I'm going to give him that business. He going to feel what Chicago feel like.
Common, I think he's kind of nervous.
You know, yeah, listen. Again, the NBA and that damn Mike Wilbon has kept me from seeing my team. But what they're not banking on is all I need is 10 minutes. I need 10 minutes to evaluate who I need. I was told minutes. I got some scouts. I got some secret scouts. They told me I got a couple of ballers on the deal with you. I think you in your emotion. I think you home.
I'm home.
I think that might get you a little bit nervous.
No.
Might get a little
he's
extra.
The crowd.
I'm home. My people got me. Yeah. I'm home, man. You know what it is.
They can't shoot for you. They can't shoot for you.
My game is over.
John Wick.
I need to find out. I never seen Stephen A. making this many excuses. He was talking about his team in short.
I know.
I don't know what my team looked like.
I know.
When it's the truth.
You usually stand on your word.
I'm just saying, I'm going to be there, but I'm just trying to tell you. I got to see the merchandise.
I got to see what I want.
We're going to be all right, though.
Fantasy football is the same thing. You always come with the excuses. Don't start with the excuses.
I must admit, though, you know, I did expect you to, like, be playing the movie role and look a little heavier. No, but you look in shape.
I'm in shape. I'm very concerned
about my 40 minutes of health strategy.
I'm ready for this.
I'm very concerned about that. I might have to come up with something else.
You really think you're going to wear your team out with 40 minutes? You think you're going to wear us out?
No, I know this much.
You're going to hurt your team with that.
I ain't come to lose.
You ain't come to lose, but it's going to happen, though, man.
Lil Rel promised me 15 to 5. I don't know if that's 5 turnovers.
You believe
it? I don't know, whatever. You understand? I don't know what the hell it is. I'm going
to
give him a chance.
Into the ground.
I will tell you that. I will tell you this, and I'm very serious about this. I will bench anyone that's not getting it done.
Oh, we know you will.
I will bench you. You will not be on the court shooting bricks, messing up, and stay in the game. I'm trying to win.
But look, I'm telling my coach, Michael Wilbon, right. We here to play. We here to win. We going to represent Chicago. And you got players on your team. We ain't out there fooling. We really here to play.
Yeah, you see
I just
how
don't
positive
want you to embarrass
being,
yourself.
Being why don't you be positive about it?
He know his team. I don't even know my players yet. Yeah. The NBA, man. I don't understand it. I know
my
game
rapper,
and my team.
You got Quavo.
Yeah, man. Quavo, all them kinds of
hoops. I heard.
And you were talking about height. You got Darius Miles.
That's true.
6'9", bro.
I do have Darius Miles. I will utilize him.
Yeah.
I will. Y'all going to be in trouble with him.
6'5", player.
I haven't seen him in a decade, but I expect things from him. And Ajay Wilson as well. So I'm
All right. Ajay Wilson, she's 6'4".
That's right.
You're talking about we ain't got hype. Plus, you always talking about, I see you talking about Philadelphia, like they got the pieces. Mm. The coaching got to come through.
Yeah.
You got to use your pieces, man.
That's right.
I'm saying, you're the coach. You got a coach takes a team and says, look, I have these pieces. I'm going to make the best out of them.
I totally agree with you. If I got pieces, we going to blow y'all out. Don't worry about the coaching. The coach is going to be there. The coach is going to be there.
Not if the coach is not confident already.
Yeah.
I'm positive about your crew.
I haven't seen the crew yet. I'll be positive this afternoon. I need
Chicago,
to see
Chicago, it's Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah!
All right, let's spread a little love here. We're going
to
play a little game. Gentlemen, the love doctor's with us. We're going
to
play a little game. It's called Who Do You Love? And you guys are going to write your answers on these conversation hearts. Okay. You got your Sharpies? We're cool?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
This first one we got here. MJ and Scotty were one of the greatest all-time duos, of course, out here with the Bulls. Who is the best duo in the NBA right now? You're going to write them on your hearts, and then you're going to explain them to America.
Easy. Very easy.
Nah.
Very, very easy.
All right. Hold them up. Let's do it.
Well, LeBron and AD.
LeBron and AD.
Kawhi and Paul George.
Max, tell them why they're wrong.
Because when you have two dudes, both in their prime, both two-way wings, who can do everything you want a player to do, plus shoot free throws, defend multiple positions, in their prime, that's what you want.
Yo, first of all, we haven't seen PG and Kawhi play together enough yet.
That's true.
They both are great players, but if you look at what LeBron is doing this year and the way AD is playing, they both, when we talk about, we get into that, when we talk about MVPs, both of them really playing at the MVP level.
What happens to LeBron, the MVP, when Kawhi steps on the floor? They played twice this year.
He's sizing them out, man. LeBron is no punk, man. I don't know why y'all think LeBron just go punk
out. I don't think that. LeBron's not a punk.
It's not about being a punk.
No, not at all.
He's a warrior.
Yeah, but Kawhi's in his prime, and he's coming for him.
Man, it's all good. I mean, I like Kawhi, but I want LeBron go at him.
I'm not concerned about LeBron. I'm concerned about the rest of the Lakers.
Right.
Those are the guys that concern me. Rondo is the key when LeBron goes out the game because the Clippers got four individual bodies they can throw at LeBron. He's 35 years of age in his 17th season. If you Vogel, you got to find somebody to spell for LeBron, and that to me is the key.
Well, I think Rondo, as we all have seen, playoff Rondo still can show up.
Maybe. That's true.
That's what they got to cross their fingers for.
Look, he just hit 21 the other day, and you know his jump shot has been better than it's been in years.
Everyone who's clowning Kawhi and the Clippers about load management and all that, while LeBron's playing every game, 17 year in the league, 35 minutes a game. As the kids say, keep that same energy if they meet in the Western Conference Finals.
All right.
I don't want to hear about load management then, because that's why they do it.
All right. You'll finish up and then
I'll just say there's no way that LeBron and AD and that Lakers team ain't going to come to play in the Western Conference Finals.
No question. They always do. All right. Who do you love as best point guard in the NBA?
Best point guard in the NBA.
Tough one.
I got mine.
You heard Trae Young the other day. Okay. Let's wait on this. Any day now, Stephen A.
I'm ready.
All right, lift him up. Who we got? Dame time.
I got Dame time.
Dame time?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
LeBron. All right, why'd you go Dame, Stephen A?
I think he's carrying the Blazers on his back. It's a damn shame that CJ McCollum looks to have taken a step back and that they don't have the pieces around him that's necessary. I know LeBron has been phenomenal. I just don't view him as, I know he's playing, you know, he's doing some things, but I'm just saying, looking at the prototypical point guard, the way that I look at them, I was actually going to put CP3, who I think is having a sensational season. CP3 has reminded us all of his greatness, but Damian Lillard with the explosions that he has had this year, he just has no help in Portland right now other than Carmelo Anthony, believe it or not. That's the problem.
Yeah, I would say Dame. I said Dame time too because he's been controlling the games. Like when he need to score, he gonna give him, he gave him 61, gave him 50. And then he knows how to involve the rest of the team when he needs to. So not only was he just scoring, he was getting assists during that run. He continuing to do it. I just watched him up close. He killing.
It's LeBron James. It's not fair. You're right. He's 6'8" and he's, you know, one of the greatest players of all time playing the point, but he is playing the point this year. That's what he's doing. And if it wasn't LeBron, Lillard's having a great season, no question, but I'll give you a name no one's thinking about and doesn't get enough credit that this year, and that's Ben Simmons. Yeah. They are 25-2 at home. He's the defensive player of the year, and when Embiid went down, you saw what he could do offensively.
I can't give it to Ben Simmons because of how they've looked on the road. As much as I love Ben Simmons, he's partially responsible for how they've looked on the road. And in the case of LeBron James, as much as I loved how he's playing and that he's a league MVP candidate, top two as far as I'm concerned, part of his job is very easy because 80% of the time he's throwing the ball into Anthony Davis. It's a pick and roll situation. Damian Lillard has virtually no help and has been tried to carry Portland on his back. It's a damn shame.
Of all the short point guards, it's Dame time.
Yeah. Dame right now.
Who do we love for Rookie of the Year, fellas?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of jaw back there. Crowd pressure. Let me see yours, Max. Okay. Really? Only half a season? Who you got? Stephen A.
Ja Morant.
Okay, why'd you go Zion?
Man, I'm just seeing his dominance. I'm seeing his presence. And no, he only is having half. He's only playing half the season. It's just you can see how above he is of all the other rookies. Ja is up there. I love Ja's game. I've been watching him since Murray State when he started popping out. But, man, I'm going to tell you, Zion, we haven't seen anybody like this. His field goal percentage is ridiculous. There's times I look and I'm like, this dude only missed two shots. He played, how many games? 11 games 11. He played. Mm-hmm. He's just scored 32. This dude might hit 50 this season.
Yeah.
The dude is making his team better. He's bringing a whole energy. New Orleans is actually in the playoff race at this point with his energy.
Yeah. He's a monster. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Memphis is your eighth seed.
Yeah,
I believe Zion can win Rookie of the Year if Pelicans up everything and they get to the playoffs at the expense of Memphis. But as long as Memphis is a team that ends up in that eighth playoff spot, combined with the games Ja Morant has not missed,
I think it's the whole thing.
Him in the end.
Zion's like a combination of Shaq and Chuck, man, in the place. It's unbelievable, but. He's not twice as good as Ja. And if he plays half as much, he needs to be twice as good to get Rookie of the Year. It's Ja.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. We're going to finish up Who Do You Love with this. So obviously we know you're performing halftime, but you're also playing in the celebrity game. Team Wilbon representing Chicago. Can you give your final conversation, Hart, what you would like to tell Coach Smith over here and all his excuses?
So this says it's a wrap. It's over. Shy Love, we ball. All that Stephen A.
Hey!
It's done. It's done.
It's all over.
It's all over.
That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart. Don't forget, All-Star coverage is all over ESPN Radio. Tonight, the Rising Stars Challenge. John Zion together starts at 9 p.m. All-Star Saturday night starts at 8 p.m. Those are Eastern time. And then Sunday, the 2020 All-Star Game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're asking you, who's the best point guard in the NBA today? Right now, who's the best point guard in the NBA? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Nick in Texas with a decision here. This is one I thought we'd get more votes for. Nick, who you got in this?
Luka Doncic getting no love. I mean, you said all around. You got to go with Damian Lillard for maybe point scoring, but as far as all around, spreading the floor, getting the teammates involved, I mean, he brought the Mavericks back from the depths. I mean, I'm not a Mavericks fan by any means, but that team was nothing. Now we look at them. They're on their way up. They're a few pieces away from being a championship team again. You put him in any team that's missing a point guard that has a championship quality, and they're going to get to the finals because he's the best all-around point guard in the NBA.
Nick, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That all-around argument, though, started to come up with some other big names. There's some other big names and big fan bases tweeting me right now. Call 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In the meantime, while we continue to get your take, let's remember there was big news from the NBA last night in the form of an injury as Paul George again injures his hamstring in a double overtime loss to the Celtics. Now, losing to the Celtics isn't anything to be ashamed of, obviously, and you lose in the process. You're one of your best players in the first half of the game. But it does raise a question. We have yet to see Paul George and the Clippers be able to stay healthy long enough to get any sort of rhythm. The question is, how concerned should we be at this point about the state of the Clippers? That's what Stephen A. and Max broke down today on First Take.
If this is a recurring problem with Paul George, they're sunk. They have to hope that they just get this guy not only healthy for the playoffs, but with enough runway that he's in basketball shape for the playoffs. Because Steve Nates is a third time on the same leg.
For some reason, I'm not concerned about Paul George. I am concerned about the Clippers. But I'm not concerned about Paul George because I think particularly with what they're doing with Kawhi Leonard in terms of load management and things of that nature, they're not going to have any problems whatsoever sitting Paul George down and making sure that he's healthy enough to be ready to go in April. That's just the situation. So I'm not concerned in that regard. Here's where I'm concerned about the Clippers. Their championship play seems to be reserved for the Lakers, not anybody else. Everybody else gives them a run for their money. Understand something here last night. You're looking at the Boston Celtics. Clearly, the Boston Celtics have very little to no bench. It's about their starting five, and this is Jason Tatum's team. Make no mistake about it. This kid is a superstar in the making. He had 39 last night. He was absolutely sensational. Marcus Smart, as much as I love and respect that brother, he ain't going to play like that every night. What he had, 31 points, right. 5 3-pointers, 10 or 20 shoot from the field? That ain't Marcus Smart. That was an aberration. Usually it's Kemba Walker that's doing something like that, not him. In the case of the Clippers, what at Lou Williams, 35, off the bench. Harold, 24, off the bench. The Boston Celtics scored 19 points, their entire bench. Lou Williams outscored their entire bench by 16 points. Montrezl Harrell outscored their entire bench by 5. The Clippers are loaded, but here's the thing. If you get in your mind's eye the Lakers, and you get up for them, but you don't play to that level against anybody else, here's the problem. Denver, Utah, Houston, they're coming. If you don't bring that game against them, you might not get to the Lakers. And that's what we got to be mindful of the Clippers. They're so hell-bent. They've been the fair-weather stepchild for so many years that you so desperately want to usurp the Lakers.
I understand that.
You can get lost.
Part of that is just those are the biggest games for them. That's where the media attention is. To me, that bodes well for the playoffs.
But this is a big game, too, the Celtics.
Right, because when the pressure's on, they play really well. But about the Celtics, if you go on the road to face this Celtics team, and I thought they'd be better this year, minus Kyrie Irving, plus Kemba Walker. Mm-hmm. Another year for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward, another year removed from the injury. And that's what we saw. Never mind Marcus Smart, right? If you go on the road, Celtics capable of beating any team on any night. Mm-hmm. You go on the road and it comes down to like maybe if Lou Williams gets that call and it was close, mm-hmm. probably they got it right. But if Lou Williams gets the call where he thought he was fouled on a 3-point shot, maybe they win that game. When it comes down to a double overtime game lost to the Celtics where you were without Paul George for a lot of the game or because they played 2 overtimes, that's not a bad loss.
Remember, the most important thing here to remember is that the NBA All-Star break's not at the midpoint of the season. We're running out of time if we want to see Paul George and the Clippers get any rhythm together. That's what we'll all have eyes on as we get into the last portion of the NBA season. This is what we want from you. You've heard a lot of First Take. We want your take. I want your take on the best point guard in the NBA today. 888-CESPN 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. Remember, don't just tell me who, also tell me why. We'll get more of your take after this. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Jason Fitz, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. You get to hang out with us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. 888-SAY-ESPN, what we're asking you. Who's the best point guard in the NBA right now? 888-729-3776. That's how you get some of your take in. We're getting a lot of votes on Twitter for Damian Lillard. We are getting a lot of votes on Twitter for LeBron James at this point. Luka Doncic getting a little bit of love. Trae Young getting a little bit of love, too. And, of course, Ja Morant, who we've been discussing, getting a little bit of love across the board. So keep tweeting me at Jason Fitz. Let me know your thoughts as we continue to get some of your take worked in. In the meantime, players use their careers to build some sort of a brand. How they choose to use that brand afterwards is always an interesting conversation. Dwayne Wade is a Chicago legend. Obviously, he means everything to this city. We are in Chicago hanging out for the NBA All-Star Game. So when Dwayne Wade speaks, people listen. Dwayne Wade had the opportunity to sit down with Max and Stephen A. to talk not just about people listening in Chicago to the things that matter to Dwayne Wade, but to all of society listening to him as well. Check it out.
Molly.
Yeah.
You don't know this.
Okay.
Y'all don't know this. ESPN the magazine years ago.
Uh-huh.
Had me do a shoot where this guy got to dress me.
How have I not seen
I've
these
hit
pictures?
That photo
best thing ever happened to see.
How have I not seen them? Yeah,
the man had me in bright red.
Oh, we need this to resurface.
Tight, bright red Christmas. I don't know what the hell else. I've hid that photo for years, but he has made me pay more attention to the wardrobe. Yes,
I love it. Yes. So
this
good
is not bad, bro. This is not bad. It looks smooth.
I'm chilling this morning, you know? It's early.
And it is freezing.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Can I start with something personal before we talk some hoops? Because obviously I haven't seen you, and I just want to thank you and your wife, because I've dealt with similar health struggles and fertility issues, for speaking out. My mom DVR'd the interview you did with Oprah. I had Jalen sit down with me, and I had tears streaming down my face. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with the gestational carrier, because personally, that means so much to me. And these issues are affecting 1 in 10 women, and we need to start talking about it.
Yes.
And then again, I want to applaud you. You go on Ellen. And you talk about the decision to support your daughter, Zaya, and her decision to come out and live her truth was just such a beautiful thing. Tell me why that was important to you to start that conversation.
First of all, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank your wife.
My wife, yes, for sharing her some of her journey so mm-hmm. far. I think for our family, the things we go through, we understand that we're not the only ones that are going through these mm-hmm. things. We've been put in a position of leadership, especially in our community, of course, in our family. And we try to share our journey. We try to share for other people that may be looking for answers,
yep,
whether it's fatherhood, whether it's going through surrogacy, mm-hmm. And whether it's dealing with gender expression and gender sexuality, mm-hmm. Like we've had with our daughter. So God has given us, you know, nothing happens by mistake. He puts us in the position in life that we're in, and it's for a reason. So we're out here on the forefront. It's our job to help educate. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be comfortable, but we feel like we go through all these things and we're living these things, not just for ourselves, but for so many others.
And it's so appreciated.
Why do you think like this generation, your generation, losing my voice, sorry, of superstars in the NBA, you, LeBron, I think Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, have been so vocal about things and have taken that kind of leadership position.
Yeah.
And that wasn't always that way. In the 80s, most of the top superstars did not behave that way. And yet your generation
when you see so many people like that, you think, well, the circumstances must be right for it to happen. But then also the individuals have to make the decision to do that. What do you ascribe it to?
Well, those guys you named are good friends of mine, right? Carmelo, LeBron, and Chris Paul. All of us, you know, kind of formed this relationship very early on. And I think outside of basketball, we knew that we had a responsibility very early. And for myself and LeBron in Miami, when everything happened with Trayvon Martin, that was the first moment where we took that responsibility and start using our voice, start using our platform for something more than just ourselves, right? Using our brand for something more than just ourselves and our family. We started to use it for other families. So I think collectively, we understood that we was leaders of this game, the next wave coming up, and we wanted to do it our way. And this is our way to speak out, to not be muffled because we're faces of brands, to have people that really support you if you're going to be the face of a brand, on things that are personal to you, on things that are personal to so many others. We are the voice for the voiceless, and we understand that.
One of the things that, you know, I've always tried to tell people about you in all the years that I've known you, and I've known Gabrielle Union for many, many years as well,
yeah,
is that no matter how accomplished you all are and how great you are in your respective fields, you are truly one of the best people that I've ever covered in professional sports. You're a beautiful brother.
Thank you.
And I've always said that. I've always said that to everybody. What I want to transition to, I think about all the moments, whether it's you speaking or whether it's you playing or whether it's you winning championships. And the one thing that I've never asked you in all the years that I've known you, I'm not talking about the championship because that's a given, but what's the happiest moment? What's the best time you ever had playing basketball? Is there a moment that stands out above the crowd other than winning the actual championship? Something that, I mean, because you got a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
What's the best one? The one that you just sit back and smile, thinking and reflecting on a moment and is like, I really love that moment above all else.
You know what? Marquette University, playing in college. I can't say I expected to be here. You know, growing up in Chicago, I played the game of basketball because it was an outlet for me, right? And I got an opportunity to get three scholarship offers, and I got a chance to pick one and go to Marquette University. And that was surpass a dream for a kid from in a city that didn't have really that vision. My vision was the NBA, right? I didn't have the vision. When I went to college, man, I grew as a man. I became a father at a very young age. But that was joy. It was before money. It was before the business side of basketball stepped up. It was just the joy of the game playing on one of the highest levels. So taking Marquette to the Final Four was one of my favorite memories and still is to this day. I smile every time I see a highlight from college.
So obviously you're Mr. Miami Heat. You had the greatest finals between Jordan and LeBron's finals. Like, you had the best finals of any player and got finals MVP and all that stuff. So it's, that automatically elevates you in a way. But correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it was you quoted in this article on ESPN.com, which I highly recommend right now, about Bam Adebayo. You said he has a chance to be what? To be like
I don't remember what
Heat,
I said.
Life. And
he's like Alonzo. He's like UD. He's in that. We've seen it right away. When you see it in Miami, you know when a guy is a Miami Heat player, a Miami Heat culture, and Bam is that guy. He has an opportunity, if business don't get in the way, to be there his entire career and really do something special. I told Bam, go get all my records. They meant to be broken. Please go get them all.
So you have him, Jimmy Butler, a whole bunch of guys that you got to like the cut of their jib.
Said Jimmy Butler has the mentality, too.
Oh, Jimmy has it. He's a Miami guy. I love it, man.
Do they have everything they need, Dwayne, this year?
They don't have everything they need yet, but they're building the things that they need. You know, I'm not going to say that anything can't happen, but right now you see them every trade deadline build some more pieces. And this summer, next summer, they have more money to keep building. So they're in a good place, and as a former alum, I'm happy about it.
Two quick questions. You're not just a Hall of Fame player because you're first ballot Hall of Famer. We all know this, okay? But you're a Hall of Fame recruiter for Pat Riley. What role did you have in Jimmy Butler ending up in Miami?
I talked to Pat yesterday about this. I said, listen, I did my part. You did your part. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying I delivered Jimmy. I'm going to say I did my part as one of the faces of this franchise. And you did your part as the president of this franchise to bring in a player that fit the culture and fit the cloth.
Now, obviously, you're very comfortable. I mean, You made a lot of money. You're famous. You know, endorsement deals. The list goes on and on. You're doing great work for TNT. I mean, we get all of that. But is there a part of you, Dwayne Wade, that looks at Hero and the specialist that is Duncan Robinson and Kendrick Nunn with Butler and Adebayo, and it goes like this? Damn, I might have left a little bit too. I might have had one more year left in me. Is that possible?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I just wrapped up my career, and I'm happy to wrap it up. That's why my documentary, Life Unexpected, it's a wrap-up of my career.
Right.
And I wanted to close that chapter because I don't want to be that player that continues to look back on what if. I did enough. I've done enough. I'm moving on to this next phase, man. Right. So I'm happy over here.
I had the opportunity this fall to spend a little time with D-Wade and Gabrielle Union when they were at Game Day in Nebraska. They are incredible people. It takes a few hours of just being around them to find out part of what makes them special. Their openness with their story, their openness with their family. They're actually working hard to make the world a better place. I love that they got some shine today on First Take. To be sure to tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. We've been taking your take on it. You've heard First Take. I want to know who's the best point guard in the NBA today. Tell me who. Tell me why. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. We're going to get more of your take coming up.
Brought to you by Capital One. You know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home edition? Now, imagine saving enough for an edition on that edition. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns 5 times the national average. Capital One is helping you earn more towards your savings goals. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Jason Fitz. We're hanging out in Chicago. Everybody's hyped for the NBA All-Star festivities that are hitting Chicago this weekend. It starts tonight. And we're getting your thoughts. You guys can chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. We want to know who the best point guard in the NBA is right now. Okay, you guys have been tweeting me. You can keep tweeting me at Jason Fitz. We've gotten a lot of thoughts on this. If you missed the second hour of First Take Your Take, go check out the entire show on demand in the First Take Your Take podcast. That's right. We have a podcast, and you can check it out. It's brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with the credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and, most importantly, helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. All right, I want to get your take. We've had First Take. It's time to get your take in. So, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Who's the best point guard in the NBA? Remember, don't just tell me who. Tell me why. Let's get some of your thoughts on this. Let's go to Nathan in South Dakota. Nathan, I like this answer. We're getting a lot of hype for this guy. Nathan, who's your call for the best point guard in the NBA right now?
I got to go with Trae Young. The kid gets overlooked because he plays in Atlanta and the team's miserable. But if you ever, I watch a lot of their games, and if you watch them play, the team is completely different when he's not on the court. The other thing is he's on pace to average 30 points and 10 assists for an entire season. And if he does that, he'll be only the third player in NBA history ever to do it. Besides, the only ones ever to do it was Nate Archibald and the Big O.
I mean, that's a great, what Trae Young is doing is absolutely incredible. And the funny thing is, we all remember that Trae and Luka Doncic were involved in a trade in the draft. And the question was, who got the best of that trade? What if both of them just made out like bandits? Because Luka Doncic and Trae Young are both playing spectacular basketball. And you're right, people aren't paying attention to the Hawks because they stink. That doesn't mean Trae Young isn't absolutely epic at this point. Let's go to Howard in Ohio. Howard, we're getting some of this. I thought we'd get more calls on this one. Howard, who do you have? And you got to tell us who and why for the best point guard in the NBA right now.
I got LeBron James. LeBron James, hands
down. So why? Tell us why.
Point guard is two guards, usually. Usually it's a shooting guard, usually it's a point guard. But the point guard's job is to make everybody better, to keep the continuity going on the team. LeBron James makes everybody better. And he still can...
And I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, you're right. LeBron's been making everybody better, and it's incredible to watch. But particularly what he's doing this year, passing the basketball, is absolutely incredible. And let's remember, we just sort of take it for granted because it's LeBron. I love this. I mean, if you're going to call him with a nickname, you're going to get in on the show. The dude in North Carolina, tell me who the best guard, point guard in the NBA is today, and tell me why.
Damian Lillard, baby. He is Iceman. That dude is the floor general. He'll cover anybody, and he'll put that ball in the net in your face. That dude's Iceman, Fitztrain.
You know what? I'm all in for that. Damian Lillard. I mean, if you're asking me right now my take for the best point guard in the NBA right now, Damian Lillard. Absolutely. What he is doing is remarkable. I said it earlier. Damian Lillard's like the case study right now because we look at guys and we say, man, I want guys to stay where they are and grow where they are so that we get more competitive balance in the NBA. Well, I want the Trailblazers to be good because Dame wants to be there. And because when you have a player that stinking good that wants to be there and is that successful, God, I want it to work so that we all pay attention to it. You guys can keep tweeting me at Jason Fitz. I love the conversation. We keep it going all day long. Also, I'm interested, a lot of you guys tweeted me Ben Simmons, which I thought was a bit, look, we all laugh at the three-point shooting for Ben Simmons. I get it. But I love this all-around argument. You can always tell when somebody's defensive on their argument when they start with the all-around. That means, hey, statistically, we all see a fail, but there's an area. So people are trying to make the defensive side of the ball a reason why we can pinch Ben Simmons into this conversation. What I know is that this is going to be an incredible weekend for the NBA. It's going to be an emotional weekend for the NBA as Kobe is going to be given many opportunities to sort of give memorial and give grief to Kobe Bryant, everyone that tragically died recently. Obviously, that's going to be a heavy moment for the NBA, but the best part of the NBA is over the course of the next few days, we get what we love, highlights and personality. You don't get any better than that. Chicago, you have been a glorious host. Will Cain Show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. Thanks for hanging out. First Take Your Take.